Richard Jackson is now California's public health officer. When we talked with him, he was director of environmental health for the Centers for Disease Control.
This whole system that we are living in, we're bringing our kids into, is something we need to really look to because, again, we're not going to have healthy human beings operating in a brutalized and unhealthy environment. I've probably learned in this whole area for almost 25 years, and about 4 to 5 years ago realized that even though I said I did environmental health, I knew nothing about environmental health. I knew a lot about environmental disease. And we docs are very good at the diagnosis and figuring out what's wrong. We do pretty well at the treatment and management, but we are not very well trained or knowledgeable about health. And in some ways, I think environmental health is done by the designers, the architects, the landscape architects. It's one of the reasons I'm pushing all the county health departments in the nation to hire someone who is a lead person from that county health department to deal with the planning agency, to deal with the design agencies and the rest. Right now they do environmental impact reports to see what's going to happen to trees and birds. We do no kind of impact to see what's actually going to happen to communities. If kids can't walk to their schools safely, that's an important thing to know. If there are no places for people to convene or social connect, that's important. If people have to spend 2 hours commuting, that is important to health as well. And the county health officer who is worried about they're worried about, rabies and West Nile virus and everything else, but they also need to be worried about these chronic diseases that are so prevalent. Heart disease, you treat it by good physical exercise and watching your diet and some medical stuff, but there's a lot of preventive stuff that we can do.
There's more at paulagordon.com.